Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Brandon Lindell, Senior Associate Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
You know, we talked about on Sunday what Christ has done for us on the cross. And one of the miracles of the cross is the access that we receive. In Mark chapter 15, it says when Christ died, that the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom. From top to bottom, meaning God has opened up access to the Holy of Holies, to His presence. That there's access. You know, the Holy of Holies was a place that only the high priest could go. And he could only go once a year. After offering sacrifices for his sin, and he was offering up sacrifices for the sins of the people before God. But the Bible says that even though he did that, that the next year he'd have to go and he'd have to offer sacrifices again for his sins and for the sins of the people. And then the next year he'd have to do it again. And then the next year he'd have to do it again. But the Bible says we have a great high priest in Jesus Christ who once and for all offered sacrifices to give us access to the presence of God. That means that you have access tonight for what you need. That means that you have access tonight into his presence. So how do we respond and how does that work? The writer of Hebrews really breaks it down for us and shows us and tells us as believers that there's a way that we should pray because of the access that we have. That there's a way as we come into the prayer meeting and we have a need maybe that we should approach God. It says this in Hebrews chapter 4, let us then approach God's throne. Why? Because we have a great high priest. God's throne of grace. With confidence, so that we may receive mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. What should we do? Let us approach. You know, there's power when we approach God's presence. The woman who got healed was the woman who said, if I could just reach out and touch his garment. The one who approached is the one who got healed. There's power when we say, God, I need you so much, and I don't want to hear about somebody else's healing. God, I want a touch from you. I want to be healed, Lord. God, I don't want to hear about somebody else's deliverance. God, I need deliverance. God, I don't want to hear how you worked about somebody else's life. As awesome as that is, God, I need what you have, and I'm going to approach the throne of grace. And the Bible says, you know what? You can do that. You can approach. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter how much you know. The Bible says, you know what? If you trust in Christ, you can approach. You know, there's power when we open up the altars in a prayer meeting. There's power in getting out of your seat because it's a representation to God to say, God, I want your presence in my life. God, I don't want to just sit back. You know, if you really wanted something else in life, maybe you know, have you ever been to Black Friday and you're like, man, I got to get that gift, and you stand in line and then you're like hurtling over things to get to those things. How many are Black Friday people? Up high so we can see the crazy people in the room, the people that really need prayer, really need to get in the altar. You ever see that? Man, people are going for it. That's how it should be when it comes to his presence, that we would approach, that we say, God, do you see me move? That's what God calls us to do. And God says, when you do that, I'm going to honor that. We need to move. You know, how should we approach? We should approach with confidence. Not our confidence, not self-confidence that comes from a worldly kind of like, oh man, I just need to believe in myself and get before God. No, why do we have confidence? We have confidence because somebody went before us. His name was Jesus. And he was the righteous Son of God that went boldly before the throne of grace before we got there and said, hey, I'll vouch for somebody who's coming behind me because they need me, but I have covered them by my grace and my sacrifice. And so that gives us access to God and a confidence before him. You know, the enemy wants to stop us in an atmosphere like this from being confident to pray, from being confident to receive, from being confident to believe that God wants to work in our lives. But the Bible says we should approach with confidence, with boldness, to a God who loves us, to a God who has mercy for us. The Bible says he has mercy in our time of need, what should we expect to receive? What happens when we approach? What happens when we have confidence? The veil is torn. We have access into the presence of God. What's it going to be like if we say, God, okay, I'm going to approach with confidence? What's going to happen? Let's read it again. It says, approach boldly with the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive what? Mercy. That's what's going to happen. You're going to receive some mercy. That's what's going to happen. You're going to receive some grace. Do you know what do you need tonight from God? What do you need? Do you need God to free you from a bitter, broken heart? He says, I got mercy for that. Do you need God to heal you from an addiction and save you out of that? I got mercy for that. You need God to help you and provide provision for you? He says, I got mercy for that. How about you approach boldly the throne of grace? You know what that means? That means it's not an arrogance. It's a confidence that says, I serve a God who loves me enough to send his own son, and he'll give me mercy. Why wouldn't he? You know, I was reading about this passage, and the theologian John Calvin says it's like God put a banner over his throne, and it says, a father of grace. So although God is an awesome and a holy God, what should you think when you come into his presence? You should think you're going to get mercy. You should think you're going to get grace. And he doesn't just measure it out. He's not like, oh, I don't want to give you too much grace. You might go a little crazy with the grace. I don't want to give you too much mercy. No, that's not God. God says, you know what? Come. Come. I got plenty for you. Come. Just have a confidence. Just get a little confidence in your spirit that comes from the Holy Spirit that what you need, I will provide. Let us approach what? In our time of need. If you have a need tonight, we're in his presence. We're here. So let the Holy Spirit move through this place and start to fill your heart with confidence and get that condemnation out of here because Jesus paid for your sin on the cross. So confidence and then receive. Have faith that God's gonna help you. Have faith that you're gonna receive and watch him move in your situation. Amen.